postscript. I don't think I ever wrote you about your friend's blog entry on Buffy and Spring Breakers. I like where she is going with this, super interesting. Though I think my approach is almost the inverse with regards to Joss Whedon's Buffy, because Buffy wants to be another girl for sure, but is burdened by her state of exception, which she never can completely shake. This is the major tension in Buffy, that between the pack/team and Buffy's sovereign destiny. So at the conclusion of Buffy, when she grants the power of the Slayer to many more girls/young women, she is in fact redistributing this function of power more ecumenically. And I think this embodies some connection Whedon is trying to make between feminism and democracy, that no one should be allowed to have all that power, as Kanye West says. Spring Breakers, when it is not dripping with irony, I think is meant to represent the threat of the feminine, both generally and in its particular current mass historical form. So in other words, I agree with your friend. I was struck by how Pussy Riot also adopt those ski masks. Were they making reference to Spring Breakers, or was Harmony Korine making reference to them? Is the girl revolutionary not always an other girl? Is this not the power of young feminism itself, that the girls would seem the same, radically mimetic? I think of Proust's depiction of the girls on bicycles and In Search of Lost Time, how they constitute a kind of swirling mass or assemblage, and this is a problem for Marcel in his desire to capture Albertine. I'm going to read one of the poems from the chapbook for my friend Katie Bohink, who's here, who pointed out that this is a Badiou poem. I think it's a Badiou meets Judith Butler poem. False flags. What is lost, what we didn't even know yet, was in those others also a part of ourselves, unknowable. I'm withdrawing every image of the event now, what is left being the remnant, hard kernel of how they've maintained consent, the citizen being a fiction and the people being a fiction. Nations don't exist, really just this proximity to disaster borders determine who gets to feel this sense of tragedy, whose death matters, what comes back, comes the fuck back clutching at every image still, at a lack of every image still tries to fill a hole where the truth got clipped in the attempt to list the names of the dead, what else is lost, displaced by an intention to make visible, unaccountable, though it may always return to the place it was, the motion of this withdrawal without caption or negative space or silence surrounding it, being what is left, calls me back from a sense of process to you, history in those arms, the opposite of immunized would be, secret name of God or a negation we've always dreamed, casualties of false flags full of grace and accepted from witness, through peace do we dominate through the millions we've captioned. And I'll end with a poem, the title poem of a book finishing, who takes as its avatar Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Death is my gift. Death is my gift, like it has always been, and like a friend converts what is mine to what is his, how does one not resolve property in common but not shared? Name this thing differently, this faith in how things can be different. Name what can't be shared into being. Time weeps for us, Buffy. Feminism by any other name, in the name of what a body can do. Sovereign is the nameless power when we were a team. Death is my gift, the gift of patience, the gift that keeps on giving, community in the mouth we make in the air, what takes and what we take, walking the forest again, social relation in the wasteland, distributed by a proper name. You can't give it away, like the developers arguing with ex-Acorn CEOs on TV, separate entrances for the poor and rich tenants of a luxury skyrise on the Upper East Side calculate despair. Or David's little scraps of the commons, what's left over, treating them like sacred parchments. I never wrote poetry or denouncements. Victor Schlafsky. Death is my gift. If they will allow me to give it up, my life, the hellmouth, collapses, but there is another hell mouth. Hell of others' organs, organ sales. Calculate the profit of everything, so poetry is everything else unaccountable. Sampling your death mask, haunted by your death mask. Don't relieve me from your life yet, not immune, not ready to not be susceptible. Make me responsible for you. Let me help you come. Kites sweep the sky. I could swear they are UFOs by day of the feelings we are all feeling, that I'm feeling, or this beach in my heart, sky all sherbet melting, so it is a comfort to breathe again. The family of four bobbing in the water like ducks love each other very much. I love you very much when I am alone with my thoughts. Conscience bubbles up through daily rhythms, pretending to fall asleep, so you will go to sleep. Asking you for the words to describe the world. No cell reception. Failing in all our interventions. Death is my gift, but who isn't potentially a messiah nowadays? Giving up the things we never possessed, becoming a placeholder in a structure threatened by its aspirations to totality, recycling their asses off, bicycling on Citibank bikes, putting an end to cancer by running a 5K, replanting virgin forest. Death is my gift, and other allegories like how Lucy died in my arms, bled out in my arms, a comrade on which the entire reason we do what we do is founded. Dark blood staining the future sea. Buffy, she died twice for your sins, now niggas dying for me. Who will give their organs, their limbs, and the control society? I keep sinning and sinning, but nothing will help it when my only sin has been my skin. Redemption through the things we felt again. I have no imagination, just resurrected emotions. Death is my gift, and other fantasies that the whole world is coming to this, that my life could matter. Does it matter we are living or that breath interrupts our death? My gift is death. My gift is to die into the things we've made. How to make a world out of the broken. For many years, it seems, I waited for a poem for death to sing to me about my own life. I am in a room full of light, and only light, it seems, with you, with these pictures, pictures of light on the wall, the disaster dissipated or healed, if it can be healed, by color fields and full-on flame of a Hopi sun high in the sky, interrupted only by eclipse. My gift is death, to be reborn in the colors of that light, seeking their origin. In this room full of light, will the disaster be healed? Will it be dissipated, subsumed by the rumors of paradise in this life? You paint directly on the canvas because you are remaking the world. So I want the world to be paint. Bathed in light, you paint directly on the canvas because on the canvas the world begins. It burns again. There's only forgetting. There's only what you are in front of the sea. You paint directly on the canvas because you want nothing to stand between yourself and this experience of creating the world, whose gift is death. Thank you.